Boeing is an enormous company. Lots of employees, lots of planes. Friday morning's settlement dealt with improperly charging and overbilling the Air Force in maintaining an enormous plane, the C-17.
It's a semi-truck in the air.
That's Clinton Craddock, former C-17 mechanic and then estimator at Boeing.
It can carry a battle tank, a 60-ton M1 battle tank. It carries helicopters. Back in 97, when the Free Willy, about the big killer whale, it was transported from the United States to Greenland, you know, in the belly of the C-17.
Craddock worked at the San Antonio Boeing for 13 years. He started seeing issues with how the government was billed for maintenance of the big vehicle almost immediately.
It's like, I was fresh off the airplane, and it's like, you guys, it don't take you this long to do this. What are you charging to?
According to court documents, Craddock and three others, Fred Van Schubrick, Anthony Rico, and Fernando de la Garza, alleged that Boeing was intentionally billing the U.S. government for things outside the scope of their contracts. For instance, weekly meetings that all team members were required to attend on process improvement were being billed to the government as direct work on C-17s. He says that many things were improperly billed. He says he told the bosses immediately.
Send an email to my director and say these people are off on this task, but they're charging direct. Shouldn't we notify the government that they're paying for this activity? And the response was absolutely not.
Additionally, he alleged in court documents Boeing was gaming their contracts by billing the government for work done on projects that had already been completed, or shifting costs to jobs or other parts of contracts. Glenn Grossenbacher is Craddock's attorney.
There were a number of ways in which the labor was mischarged. For instance, let's say under a fixed price contract, you were doing work on something and you weren't going to get paid anymore because you'd already hit the total price of the contract. Well, what you do is you start charging as labor and materials, time and materials, under another package. And so you can do a lot of cost shifting back and forth.
Craddock came forward in 2007 and sued under the False Claims Act. But according to him, this came only after years of emails, meetings with directors, all trying to raise the issue. He left the company in 2011. In a statement to TPR, Boeing acknowledged overbilling the government in a variety of ways on the C-17 program here in San Antonio, but they claim it wasn't intentional, but as the result of, quote, inadequate charging discipline. Further, the statement says that Boeing discovered the overbilling in 2006 and notified the U.S. government. Boeing claims this case actually is the result of their own investigation. This was the first time that the attorney for the whistleblowers, Glenn Grossenbacher, had heard the claim that Boeing made the government aware of the overbilling in 2006. He was surprised to hear it. And assuming Boeing is being honest, he questions why the Department of Justice would pursue a quitam case against the company. Quitam cases entitle whistleblowers to some of the settlement. In this case, the four current and former Boeing employees will split almost $4 million. Boeing declined to provide documentation of any 2006 disclosure. When pressed for clarification, they referred TPR to the Department of Justice, but did change the year of their notification to March of 2007. The Department of Justice officials TPR discussed the case with had no information of any disclosure of billing irregularities from Boeing in 2006, and at the time this report aired, had still provided none. Additionally, there's no mention of Boeing's internal investigation or the disclosure to the federal government in public statements that DOJ has made. Acting Assistant Attorney General Joyce R. Bronda did say, though, government contractors who seek a legal profit at the expense of taxpayers will face serious consequences. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.